huge amount of surprise to pull a game at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday. I do realise that weather conditions in other parts of the country are very, very poor. I fully appreciate that. But to pull a game, I've no problem if weather conditions are poor on Friday. Absolutely. I'd be the first person to tell Longford not to travel. But to pull it at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday and the game taking place 52 hours later at 8 o'clock on a Friday is beyond me.
It must be very frustrating. Like, I know you're going to train later on. It's going to be hard to motivate the lads to train tonight when they know that there's no game on Friday.
Yeah, we spent a number of weeks preparing for Drogheda. Paul Hegarty went to Longford to watch them on Saturday against Cove. I watched them along with William O'Connor pre-season up in Dublin against Bohemians. And that preparation, a lot of time has gone into that. And even I expected to come in here talking about ourselves in Longford for Friday night. That's another week gone, if you like, whereby we're looking at 2 weeks gone with no game, which for a whole other reason, football mainly, but also financially. That we had a great crowd in Drogheda last Friday supporting us away from home. I would have expected that we'd have had a big crowd on this Friday at home to Longford, but please God they can go out on Monday night in the EA Sports Cup against a good Mayo side, with a lot of ex-League of Ireland players in their group as well. But look, it's kind of fresh at the moment here. You find out a half an hour ago that the game is pulled now, which is, I said it earlier on, the FAI contacted our club this morning to check the conditions of the road and check the conditions of the pitch, and they're both perfect as we speak. Now, should they deteriorate, I have no problem with the game being pulled in. But, should we have a problem with our weather in Donegal and we have to travel to Dublin, as I said here, I can't see the game being pulled. But maybe I'm wrong. But that's maybe the cynical side of where we're at the moment.
And of course, it comes on off the back of Friday night's game, which was also postponed against Drogheda over the floodlight failure. So it's been a very frustrating start to the season for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, most certainly has. I mean, I spoke about Drogheda. What happened. I just seen the manner in which we were communicated or not communicated with is really what angered me. And a little bit like the communication here today, we've got great communication here today, 50 hours before the game. We had no communication about the lights being, the game not going ahead until 5 minutes after kickoff in Drogheda. But it's the off season is difficult for everybody, especially management teams. And it's not it's not something you look forward to. It's now a longer off season, if you like, and players that were itching to go in the dugout, or should I say in the changing room up in Drogheda on Friday, ready to go out that door at 7:45, are now sitting another 2 weeks, if you like, before they get going, and it's hurting them too. But there's a whole lot of reasons, am I blaming the weather conditions? Absolutely not. If the weather conditions on Friday in Donegal are poor, we'd be the first person to tell Longford not to travel. But to me that game should have waited till then to make a decision, and not just because the conditions are poor where the majority of people who work with the FAI are living in. It's difficult here to try and get your head around, decisions not being made in one game and then being made 50 hours early. Yeah, I'm sure the people out there will say, for God's sake, you can see the conditions up the country. I have no problem with that. But if the reverse happens and we're snowed in Donegal, do you think that a game will be called off in Dublin if we're travelling there? I don't think so.